Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. My guest across the way is we're going to talk a little bit, probably sports, talk about all kinds of things today. He might teach me even how to use Netflix. I think he's one of the...
You don't Netflix?
Like I said, he might teach me.
Oh, my goodness, Bruce.
I never have.
Wow.
I never have. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome. I don't know what to title to call you because you haven't started.
Just Jamie Hodges.
Just Jamie Hodges.
That's good.
Tomorrow you will be New Hope teacher Jamie Hodges, yeah. Right?
Yep. Go back tomorrow.
And then you're no longer a student, but you will be again here shortly.
Here at the end of the month.
So right now we could
because
say.
Because I apparently am not very smart.
Right now, we can say, welcome to Mr. Limbo, Jamie Hodges.
That sounds great. I like that. Plus, I used to love going to the skating rink when I was a kid, so it all ties in.
Were you
in.
Good at the limbo?
Oh, no. No. Bruce, you've been around me.
You like to
we've
go
golfed
to...
golfed together. We've hung out together. You've seen my abilities.
You're a little stiff.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't move real well.
No, you don't. But welcome to the show, Jamie.
Hey, Bruce, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for coming. I appreciate it. Figure we could talk Cardinals today and figure we could talk all kinds of different things before... We get to you teaching me how to do the Netflix. Have you ever gone to the circus?
Yes, I have.
Do you enjoy going to the circus?
At times, yeah. Too many balloons there for me.
Taking the kids and that kind of thing.
Yep.
You ever been to the Cirque du Soleil?
No, I have not.
Well, apparently there is a Cirque du Soleil going to be in Evansville. And I think we're supposed to have a contest or something. We may or may not have tickets to give away for this.
What a teaser.
The email told me we might have tickets, but I haven't seen anything of it.
There's all kinds of, I just
looked on our website, but it'll be there soon.
There's all kinds of Cirque du Soleil fans out there listening thinking, are they or are they not going to have tickets?
We might have a pair. I think the TOC might be giving something. Has Terry run out of her office yet?
No, but she is not making eye contact with us in any way, shape, or form. Oh, she looked over here now.
I got an email said that they wanted us to talk a little bit about the Cirque du Soleil. We've got a interview they interviewed a gentleman from from one of our sister stations. Dane Foley interviewed somebody who is taking part, who is a member of the Cirque. Do you like the gymnastics on TV?
I have seen it on TV. It looks kind of neat.
The Cirque du Soleil or the gymnastics of the Olympics?
The Cirque du Soleil.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest with you. I haven't watched. We watched the Olympic Scare a little bit last Friday, and I haven't watched much.
We fast-forwarded through the gymnastics, didn't we?
I kind of try to catch my IU alums, which, by the way, IU would be 12th if it was a country in medals.
No,
yes, it
not
would.
Anymore.
Yeah, after last night, we got the...
Had another one?
Yeah, long jump.
Yeah, triple jump.
Whichever one. Yeah, I got another one last night.
Which one?
Got a gold.
The Christian Taylor's from IU?
The Canadian.
Oh, that was high jump.
Yeah, high jump. That's what it was. Yeah, the Canadian, he's an IU alum.
I did not know that.
Yep, so we're 12th in medals.
Congratulations
thanks.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, Illinois has several medals, would have several medals too, but they're people who transferred away.
We got to take what you can get.
We got fourth place in the golf. How's that sound?
That sounds great.
We were doing great until that darn Matt Kuchar came back.
Stupid Matt Kuchar.
Thomas Peters got fourth in the golf, so yeah. But Dane Foley interviewed a gal from the Cirque du Soleil. Cirque du Soleil is coming to Evansville. They'll have the date on the interview, and let's let folks hear the interview with Dane Foley, and then we'll come back to me and Jamie.
Sounds great.
I'm Dane Foley, lucky enough to be with Laura Silverman. Laura is with the Cirque du Soleil. They're going to be at the Ford Center September 2nd through 4th. They're going to have four big shows. Laura, how are you doing today?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks for having me on the air.
Hey, no problem at all, Laura. So first off, let's start with Cirque du Soleil itself. Let's say you're talking to somebody like me who may not know much about it. How would you explain the show?
So Cirque du Soleil is a circus arts company that was founded 32 years ago. And what sets it apart from other circus companies, though, is that it never has, never will, use any animals in any of our productions. So all of our shows really focus on the human body and all of the incredible feats that the human body is able to perform. So currently we have 18 different shows performing around the globe, all with different themes, different artists, different music, different costumes. So it's really an incredible organization that really puts creativity and at the forefront.
So these shows are going to be at the Ford Center the 2nd through the 4th of September. Is there like a type of focus for these particular shows? Like, you know, everything's going to be all orange or something like that?
It's a little bit more specific than that. But this show specifically, Taruk, The First Flight, is actually inspired by James Cameron's Avatar.
Okay.
So it takes place thousands of years before the events that happened in the film. And of all of these shows that Cirque du Soleil currently has around the world, this one is the most story-based. So you'll still see the acrobatics that people recognize the company for, but you're going to have a much more specific storyline that you're following. You're going to see a lot of really cool technology being used in this show, large-scale puppets, indoor kites, a lot of incredible elements to bring to life Pandora, which is, of course, the world that James Cameron created.
Speaking with Laura Silverman, she's with Cirque du Soleil. They're going to have four shows September 2nd through the 4th at the Ford Center on Friday at 7:30, on Saturday at 4 and 8, and on Sunday at 1 o'clock. Now, talk about the amount of work that goes into one of these shows.
A lot of work. So on a regular basis, we travel about 100 people are on tour full time, and everything in the show travels in 27 trucks. So we're in each city for about a week. Everyone really works together. They arrive in the city. They take a full day to load in and set up everything for the show. And then the following day, we'll have training and getting ready for the actual performance. And before that, I mean, the process to bring this show to life was about 5 years from the original idea until the first performance was had.
Wow. So now I didn't ask before. Where are you actually at right now?
We are in Indianapolis.
Okay. I wasn't sure if No, not far away at all, because you are actually having some shows at Bankers Life Fieldhouse as well. Is that this same show?
Yep.
Okay.
So currently, this is the only Taruk that exists. So we travel, this specific show travels every city, every week to a different city. We have other shows touring right now in different parts of North America, in Asia, in Australia, in Europe. But each show is its own individual show.
So a busy time then to be touring around the Cirque du Soleil, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And just last week we were in Chicago. So every Sunday night we move on to the next city.
So Laura, are you just like the official spokesperson or are you a performer as well? Or what kind of duties do you have?
I am not a performer. I'm the official spokesperson. And I do, the publicity and for the show, and I talk about it a lot.
Build
excitement.
Well, Laura, I'm sure you're busy. You called to talk about the shows at the Ford Center. Once again, we'll talk about them one more time. September 2nd at 7:30, September 3rd at 4 and 8, and then on Sunday, September 4th at 1 o'clock, four shows at the Ford Center. It's going to be a fantastic show. It kind of revolves around the James Cameron story from Avatar, right?
Correct, and it's a great show for people of all ages. And if you haven't seen the film before, that's okay, because we're a prequel, so definitely don't have to have seen Avatar to enjoy our show.
Well, Laura Silverman of Cirque du Soleil, I appreciate your time today. You have a fantastic day.
Thank you. You too. And we'll see you in a few weeks.
There you go. Cirque du Soleil. Now you've been talked into going, right?
I'm probably going to pass.
Well, you got things going on that weekend.
Pretty busy. I got some guy that thinks he's my friend turning 50.
I do show that we will be getting tickets as soon. I have a note here that as soon as they get tickets, they're going to get some to us as soon as possible. So I presume that we'll be giving away tickets to the Cirque du Soleil.
Now watch Jason Edgington get home and that like be his favorite thing ever and really want to go.
He's probably the biggest Avatar fan in the world.
And Cirque du Soleil. So then he has to go since they're combined.
So it's the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. That's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I got a football game Friday night. Saturday, I've got a football
game.
Saturday, I got things to do.
Yeah, we're busy Saturday.
Sunday, I got things to do from Saturday, probably. And then Monday, I'm kind of busy, too. So, but they're not on Monday. But that's cool. That'll be a lot of fun. Folks will have a good time.
Sure.
We'll be back on the Bruce Dickey Show after these. Thanks for listening.
She was a little hit-it dancer on the road to alcohol. And I was just a soldier on the way to Montreal. Where she pressed her chest against me about the time the jukebox broke. Yeah, she give me a peck on the back of the neck, and these are the words she spoke. Blow up your tank, go where you fight, go to the crack, build you a house, plant a little garden, eat a lot of pizza, chimpanzee on your own.
Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show. Jamie and I have been busy since the start there of the Osborne report.
Osgood.
Osgood report. It's not Ozzy Osbourne, is it? It's Charles Osgood.
That'd be a good one, too, though. What if Charles Osgood and Ozzy Osbourne had like a dual report together?
That would be really cool. But yeah, we've been kind of busy trying to look up the Modo bag. That is a pretty neat little device, isn't it?
I have found their website, and oh, here we go.
I don't think they have pricing on the website.
Get ready to find out.
I don't know if they do. They've got the website there at modobag.com. It's modobag.com, and those are pretty neat little bags. Okay.
Here we go.
Don't tell me. Don't me guess. You found pricing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now they probably got two or three sizes.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to say the small size. I'll give you a range. You got a small size and a big size, right?
Yep.
I'll give you both. The small size, I'm going to guess a bag costs $700, and I'm going to guess the big size, $1,200.
You are correct on the big size, $1,199. The small size is $995.
So $1,000.
Then you can spend $25 on Modo Bag Swagger, and then you can put $69 for a Modo Bag tracking app, or if you're a company.
Wait, listen,
here's the best
one. What's the Swagger? What's a Modo Bag Swagger?
Modo Bag Swagger is you get a crew neck t-shirt, hat, and a sticker.
So just swag.
Yeah.
I see. All right.
Now, if you are a company, okay, and let's say you need 100 Modo Bags
okay.
for your employees.
Sure.
A mere $90,000 will get it.
Ladies and gentlemen. So they'll knock 10% off.
Yeah.
If you're buying them for in bulk.
And then they have their own, when you go to the prices to buy one, they have their own GoFundMe, I guess, type deal, and you can back Modo Bag. You can give them some money.
You can't buy stock. You just
I don't know how. I'm not going to click on it.
That's what I was wondering. Are you buying stock?
It's an LLC.
Well, maybe you are.
They're located out of Chicago.
Good for them. More power to them.
I really want one now, Santa Claus. If you're listening.
The Modo. Do you want the big one or the small one?
I'm pretty sure I better get the big one, Bruce. What about you? Are you going to get two of them timed together?
I need a couple of big ones. That'd be kind of looks really cool. These people zipping through the airport.
I'd hit somebody and end up getting beat up.
So who gets sued then? You or the Modo Bag people?
Man, that's a good question. It would depend on what time the flight was. What I was doing pre-flight.
How big are?
Lots of factors.
That's a great question. Can you get a DUI driving a Modo Bag through an airport? It's not a public highway.
Ah, man.
There are numerous.
We got a lot more research to do, Bruce.
I'm scared. I don't want a Modo Bag as badly.
I still want one.
That's pretty cool. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show. My name is Bruce Dickey. You are listening on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield. Jamie Hodges, the guest across the way. And Jamie, you said you're going back to school. What has happened? Did you get kicked out of your job or something?
Starts back tomorrow.
So, I was talking about the other school.
Oh, no. There's a master's program Eastern's doing with a cohort, so I decided while I was in the mood of...
Since you're still kind of in school mode.
Yeah.
How does that affect your sports watching? You spend a lot of time watching sports. What's your favorite Olympic event? You've been watching
the Olympics? To be honest with you, I've really enjoyed the Olympic golf.
Did you?
I really have. I've enjoyed that.
Now, did the women play yet? I know the men had theirs.
I don't think the women have started yet. The men just finished up, didn't they?
Right.
Yeah.
On Sunday.
And I like the swimming and diving. Mainly because America usually kicks butt in it.
You don't like the track all that much, or do you care for the track? You just pay attention to it to see Indiana people.
The track's all right. It's just been on at such weird time. That's the other deal. This scheduling, I don't understand how we can't have it somewhat live or somewhat close. And And you usually find out what's happened on social media before the event's been aired.
Well, that's the bad thing about the gymnastics. It's all taking place in the afternoon, and they're holding it. They're holding off showing it till after 9 o'clock at night, which is just a killer for me because they're running the live track through 9 o'clock. And then they're throwing the tape delay gymnastics on.
Yeah, I'm not big on gymnastics. What's your favorite? What do you enjoy watching?
I really like – I don't get a chance to watch men's volleyball and women's volleyball very much. Never do, but not the beach. I don't know. I had Chet and Leaking on here last week. And Luking, pardon me. The volleyball coaches here from Fairfield. We talked about sand volleyball versus court volleyball. And I like the court volleyball. I don't much care for the sand volleyball.
See, I like them both. Well, actually, during the winter, you get that little dead spot in basketball, you know, where there's not many games, and we'll watch some college volleyball.
Well, you see, now the Final Four of the college volleyball is late December.
Yeah, and that's pretty interesting.
Mid-December. I've been to the Final
Four. Lots of action, fast action.
I've been to Final Four in basketball and volleyball and hockey in the NCAA. Of course, the only reason I went to Final Four in volleyball, I was playing.
The tuba, not
the tuba.
Not volleyball. Yeah.
Oh, I see.
I was going to clarify for our listeners.
Yeah, I was playing. That's exactly right. Illinois went, and I played at the Final Four. So yeah, that was pretty cool. But so your favorite is the swimming, huh?
I just enjoy watching it.
Which of the odd events that you only see? I mean, you can see swimming anytime. Which of the odd events that you never see, do you pay any attention to? Golf, I guess. I mean, you see that.
Golf's back for the first, you know, so I guess that's probably why I enjoyed it. It's been, what, since?
Do you like watching the horses?
No, not really. Horses always kind of scared me. Just not a big horse fan. Anything that can fit my head in its mouth, kind of like your dogs.
Well, they do that.
You know.
Yeah. Dressage, how about the team handball?
Now, handball I like, and I like all the judo stuff, they probably don't call it judo anymore.
Yeah, they do call it judo.
Okay, yeah.
The problem with judo, to me, is basically you work 4 years or 8 years or however long these people
for 10 seconds
have worked, and they get there for 10 seconds and they accidentally get tripped and they're done.
Yep,
it's only one fall as opposed to like best two out of three or something. It's
supposed to like the Karate Kid,
right?
You know,
that's exactly. Or was that best of five?
Yeah,
that was a lot cooler.
Yeah, and
that worked out well. That worked out well for
Daniel Russo.
Daniel Russo, as opposed to, didn't work out all that well for Jimmy.
No,
was it Jimmy or
Sweep the Leg?
Bobby. Yeah, Jimmy was one of the other guys.
He came back as a character on How I Met Your Mother near the end of the series.
Bobby Zabko.
Yeah, near the end of the series run, and it was great. It was a great character.
Really,
it was awesome.
Was he? Was he as?
No, Bobby? No, he was as himself, but then he kept saying how that character ruined his life, even his mom didn't like him, and it was great.
Well, you can tell it ruined his life even that day after he swept the leg. He said they're crying to Daniel. Oh, I'm sorry.
Man, we have gotten way off target. Hey, so you got any fantasy football drafts coming up?
Presumably, but I haven't heard the dates yet. Who's the big number one pick?
I don't know. Who knows?
Todd Gurley?
No.
Todd Gurley's not the number one
guy? No. Look at Todd Gurley's line. You just can't let go of your little Rams fandom.
I am going to let go of my little
Rams
fandom.
No, you say you are, but right away you jump right back into it. I don't know. So AP
I
did, will be
I didn't look at my TiVo list last night. I hope I've set it up for the weekly TiVo of the Hard Knocks.
Hard Knocks.
Last night. Did you see? Did you watch?
No, I've not watched.
Did you watch
Hard
the first
Knocks.
Week?
No, I did not.
You missed it. The first week is when Jeff Fisher claims that they're going to be 11-5.
I would take that bet against
he said
Jeff Fisher.
He said this is an 11-5 team, and we've got the 11-5 talent, 12-4 talent, 11-5 talent, and this is not a 7-19. And he might have been cursing.
So when he goes 8-8 for his 21st straight year, and gets another extension.
What do you think is going to happen out in L.A.? How long do you think until the L.A. fan gets a little bit sick and tired of it?
It's L.A. 2 years.
I mean, they've got 3 years before they get in their new stadium.
Yeah, it's L.A. They just don't – yeah, they're just not – that's just not – why would it be a big sports
had
town, 80, honestly?
Had 89,000 people for an exhibition game the other night.
Yeah, because it was new. It was the new cool thing to go to. Yeah. That'll wear off pretty quick. There's just so much to do out there.
Well, I guess that's true. I guess that's true. I don't know. Yeah, I have put them aside because they got the new quarterback. And if you watch Hard Knocks, you see the new quarterback, Jared Goff. He's an idiot.
Yeah, I kind of gathered from some reading I did that
he
wasn't sure which way the sun set.
Didn't know which way the sun came up.
It came up. There you go.
Didn't know which way the sun would, if there were where the sun set, where the sun rose, and where the sun set. Man's been living on the planet for 21 years, 22 years. Was this the one?
Well, he was kind of landlocked for a while, so.
Was he the quarterback out of?
Was he the Cal?
Or was that Carson Wentz?
He was the Cal.
Yeah, Wentz
was
the.
Yeah, so there's really not much excuse for.
Wentz was the Northern, North Dakota.
So you think a few times Jared Goff would be on a beach of an evening and see the sun setting. And that should probably give it away.
That makes you wonder, Jamie. Is we had a story on the news today about somebody driving their car into backwaters because of their GPS.
That reminds me of that episode of The Office where Dwight and Michael Scott were in the car and the GPS told him to turn right. And you could see the guardrail. You could see the lake. And Dwight was screaming. Michael Scott's, no, the car said to turn off in that little lake.
Well, that's the question. Or do people even know their directions anymore without the GPS telling them?
Probably not.
Or as well as they may have used to?
No, not near as well.
Do they have orientation?
Because you don't have to pay attention.
Well, did you, were you a Boy Scout?
Yeah.
Did you take orienteering?
That was a long time ago, Bruce.
Did you have a compass?
Yes.
Did you learn how to use it?
Yes.
That's orienteering.
Compass isn't super hard to use.
That's right. That's the point. That's the point about Jared Goff not knowing which side the sun raises and falls. Maybe just doesn't realize it does it the same place every time.
That may be. I mean, we are spinning.
Do you think?
The earth does spin. Maybe that's going to throw it off.
Do you think the guy is a college graduate?
From Cal.
From Cal Berkeley.
Yeah.
Do you think it's possible that probably he had a does lot of not realize?
And studies classes. And
do you think it's possible that he doesn't realize that the sun is how that works?
Got to be. There's no other explanation.
He's a quarterback. So anyway, the Rams were on the Hard Knocks, right? And they like to curse a lot. And then they've got the idiot quarterback. Well, I shouldn't say that. I don't know him personally.
He probably is like a Rhodes Scholar.
He might be a Rhodes Scholar. I don't know. They got the quarterback who didn't seem all that smart. Who's the number one pick in the draft? He's smarter than me. He just signed a contract.
That's right. He done better.
He just signed
a
contract for $25 million. Or 30.
You can hire a lot of smart people with $25 million.
You can hire people to tell you which direction the sun. Okay, so tell me about your Colts.
I think we're going to be good.
Your Colts
going to
be a good squad?
Last year was kind of a bummer year, and honestly, we're not used to that. We've had very few bad years in the past 20.
Is it now? I guess everybody's going to lay the blame for last year's bad year being Andrew Luck being hurt. Did he play hurt while he was still playing?
I think so. And the big deal to me, and as you know from playing football, Ryan Kelly, who we drafted out of Alabama, we're plugging him in. He's ready to go. That's one thing Nick Saban does do well. Like him or hate him, his players are ready to start in the NFL.
Yeah,
and
that's the new center.
I mean, they take a pay cut. but they're ready to start in the NFL, and that's our new center.
That's the new center, right?
Ryan Kelly is going to be Andrew Luck's sixth center.
Really?
Yeah.
Whereas Peyton Manning, when he was there,
he had one. He had, or two, because Saturday got hurt. Yeah, but he basically had one. He had Jeff Saturday.
That makes a little bit of a difference.
Yeah, makes a big difference. And I forget the other line spots. Our line has just not been consistent, and you know an offensive line has to be used to each other and consistent.
Were you surprised? Did you see the signing? I think it was the Jaguars or somebody signed Dwight Freeney.
Really?
Yeah. Dwight Freeney, I mean, great Colt.
Yeah, but he
was a great Colt, but he's aged.
When he tore his shoulder and wasn't able, he had that great swim move. That was Dwight Freeney. He was quick and could get around you before you realized it because he wasn't that big.
Yeah.
Dwight Freeney's not a big football player. And he ripped his shoulder and he got to where he couldn't do that move.
We'll talk more NFL when we come back in a minute, but give me an outlook on the 7th and 8th grade, or the 5th and 6th grade Fairfield Junior League.
Looking good. We are very happy with them. Had our first game Saturday night against Newton. We won in overtime.
I saw that all three teams won, right?
Yes. Yeah, it was a good day, and it was raining. I mean, I could wring water out of my shorts. We had minimal turnovers, which we were very happy with. We had minimal mistakes. You're going to have
centers. Your boy plays.
Yeah,
center,
maybe
right?
Partial to center position.
Yeah.
And So, yeah, it was just a good game and a nice win. Very proud of the
boys.
What
was that? How many points are y'all scoring?
We won 18 to 12.
Okay, so
now the 7th and 8th grade was high scoring.
Nobody's making their extra points.
No. You go for two. You go for two at that age, and no, neither team got them.
Well, 7th, 8th grade.
It was 46 to 38 or something like
that. And that was overtime too, right?
Yeah. I don't remember. We didn't stay for all of it. I was talking to Coach Robin Jones yesterday about it.
How's Bobby?
Good. Doing great. Does a good job with those boys.
That's good. I'm talking with Jamie Hodges here on the Bruce Dickey Show. We're talking football. We're going to talk a little bit of baseball, too. When we come back, you are listening on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Back in a sec.
It was Della and a dealer and a dog named Jake and a cat named Kalamazoo. Left the city in a pickup truck, gonna make some dreams come true. Yeah, they rolled out west with a wild sunsets and the coyote base of the moon. Della and the dealer and a dog named Jake and a cat named Kalamazoo. That cat to talk, what tales to tell about Della and the dealer and the dog as well. But the cat was cool and he never said a mumbling word. Tucson Way, there's a small cafe where they play a little cowboy tune. And the guitar picker was a friend of mine by the name of Randy Boone. Yeah, Randy played her a sweet love song and Della got a fire in her eyes. The dealer had a knife and the dog had a gun and the cat had a shot of rye. That cat to talk, what tales he tell about Della and the dealer. Dealer was a killer, he was evil and mean, and he was jealous of the fire in her eyes. He snorted his coat, threw a century note, and he swore that Boone would die. Yeah, the stage was set when the lights went out, there was death in Tucson town. Two shadows ran for the far back door, and one stayed on the ground. If that cat could talk, what tales he'd tell about Bella and the Beast. Shadows ran from the bar that night, and a dog and a cat ran too. And the tires got hot on the pickup truck as down the road they flew. It was Della and her lover and a dog named Jake.
Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois, AM 1390. My name is Bruce Dickey, joined across the way by Mr. Jamie Hodges, and we've been talking a while and away the morning, talking sports for the most part. Did you see, I guess you're sticking around the community. You didn't go out and buy Hugh Hefner's house?
Well, I put a bid in.
Did you see that it sold?
No, who bought it?
It went for half price.
Who bought it?
The neighbor.
Oh.
I think I cleared it out of my
probably still over the $50 I offered.
Yeah.
See, Bruce, I'm saving my money for our project that we still haven't gotten off the ground.
We're still working on it.
I don't think you're working on it very hard, Bruce.
Playboy Mansion, it was bought by the next-door neighbor, Darren Metropolis.
Oh, founded Superman and the statue and all that down there.
Yeah. I think he's Greek. There's a U in it. P-O-U-L-O-S. But it was $200 million was the price. He bought it for $100. So he got a nice deal.
Yeah, it's a great deal. Of course, you got to clean all the stains out. But
well, the thing is, you still got an old guy living there, too.
Yeah, because he gets to stay there until he dies, right?
He gets to stay there, but the thing is, he has to pay rent.
I wonder what the rent is.
That's what I'm going to tell you. He paid rent to the Playboy Enterprises. Hefner didn't own it. Playboy Enterprises owned it. The company owned it. So he was paying rent for the amount of time he has lived there. He's probably lived there, what, 50 years?
Oh,
40
yeah,
years,
yeah.
Something like that. Probably since they shut down shop in Chicago in the 60s. He was paying $100 a year.
What did it jump up to, Bruce?
Was what Hefner was paying. Now Hefner's paying $1 million a year.
Wow. So if he lives for 200 years, Gal have his money back.
100.
Oh, one, got half price, yeah. So 100, he just needs another 100 years.
Another 100 years. He's,
and the guy's clear and free.
He's almost 100 now. That's not a bad way to go.
No, no, it's pretty good. It's all right.
I got to tell you, though, I mean, if your rent's going to go up, that's like 10,000 times. 10,000.
That's a pretty big jump.
That's a 1,000,000% or something
you
like
think
that.
The,
it is a 1,000,000%.
You think the rent control advocates be all over that?
You would think that there's something wrong.
Can't believe the politicians aren't talking about this.
That's right. Somebody needs to be looking out. Somebody looking out for little Hugh Hefner.
Golly.
Yeah, but Hefner has now he's got to pay $1 million a year. You might be right, Jamie. That might be for cleaning.
Yeah, got to be. Security deposit.
Security deposit. There you go. Well, yeah, at $100 a month or $100 a year, your security deposit is not going to be very
worth much.
It can't be very high. But $1 million a year, that's a little bit different. All right. Who's going to get in the Super Bowl? Do you want to talk about the Super Bowl, or do you want to?
Let's do divisions.
Do divisions. Okay. Yeah. Well, you're looking at them.
I pulled up the odds. I had in my head who I thought, and then I went to look at it, and actually,
let's start in the NFC.
Yeah, I actually changed my mind on one after looking at the odds.
NFC, I'm going to go with, we'll
start with the East.
Start with the East. Tony Romo's healthy, but I don't think that helps Dallas. I think I'm going to go to the Giants. I got a good quarterback, good receivers.
Okay, that's the one that changed my mind. I thought Giants. Okay, they're the second favorite in the East. Dallas is plus 120. Giants are plus 250. That's quite a difference.
That's just betting on.
But you know what they're betting on? They're betting on that line, and they're betting on Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah, Ezekiel Elliott might get suspended.
And I don't like – and how much bail money do the Cowboys have on hand?
That's exactly right.
During the season.
They might have issues.
Yeah.
They might have issues with Ezekiel Elliott.
So, okay.
So you're going to take the Giants too?
I'm not going to change my mind. That's the one that almost changed my mind.
We're both taking the Giants. We go to the
North. Go to the North.
North.
That's obvious.
Packers.
Yeah. And they're a big favorite in the North.
Okay. Go to the South. You're looking at Carolina.
This is the – let me see if it's either the biggest or the second biggest.
It's got to be Carolina.
Yeah. And then they're minus 275. The next team's Atlanta at plus 450.
Yeah, that's Carolina. We're both taking those. And the out west, are you going to take
taking the Cardinals.
My Arizona Cardinals.
And they're not the favorite, according to Vegas.
Seattle's got to be the favorite, right?
Yeah, but Arizona's got the defense. They've got the coach. They've got a
This is scary, Jamie.
Good offense.
This is scary, Jamie. We've both taken all four NFC same teams.
I know. I bet we don't take all four.
I bet you're right.
AFC team.
All right, AFC. Let's look at the East. I'm going to stick with the Patriots until somebody knocks them off.
Can't do it. Give me the Jets.
All right.
They got Matt Forte now.
Okay, this is Jamie's.
Just out of spite, I'm not taking the Patriots.
You got to take them. I like Jimmy Garoppolo, too.
I like Garoppolo. Eastern grad.
I hate the Patriots, but I like
him. But he's only going to get four games.
You never know.
He's only getting four games.
All right. What's this? The North?
I'm taking the Bengals.
Taking
the
Bengals.
Not the favorite.
Steelers are the favorite?
Steelers are the favorite. I'm taking the Bengals.
I'm going to take Pittsburgh. Just because. Are you thinking Cincinnati has the karma heading their way now?
Got to be. You know, they've been right. They've been in the playoffs the past 5 years, and they've lost in the first
round.
They've
won the division.
The past 5 years. They're due to.
They keep winning the division and getting beat in the divisional against the wild card.
And the thing I can't figure out is there's not really a weak spot. They have a good defense, good offense, good backs, good receivers, good tight end.
Their defense is crazy.
Well, they are nuts.
Who's the AFC South? I presume
I'm going Colts.
You're taking the Colts. And
who are the favorites, by the way?
What kind of action are the Jaguars getting? You may be paying attention to the Jaguars.
Plus 300.
See, they are like the darlings of some people this year.
Yeah, they're third. They've got the Texans in front of the Jaguars. Vegas does.
Really?
Yep.
See, Texans got the new quarterback, too. That might be something to think about there. See, that's the thing. That's the toughest thing about predicting football. You don't know who's going to get hurt.
No, that's why it's called predicting.
DeAndre Hopkins is ticked off at the Texans, too, isn't he?
Yep.
Oh, okay. I guess I'll go Indianapolis as well.
Attaboy.
I'm not a big fan. I'm not very happy about my pick. I just don't like Indiana's Indianapolis defense.
Well, who does? Didn't like it the Super Bowl we won either.
No, I guess that's true. Okay, out west, you've got Kansas City, San Diego.
I'm going with Oakland, man. I'm going with Oakland. This is their year.
What's the fourth team?
San Diego.
San Diego, Kansas City, Oakland, and Denver.
Denver, yeah.
You got the Broncos, the champs.
They were third, according to Vegas. It was KC, Oakland, Denver.
Wow.
And then San Diego. San Diego's just a dumpster fire.
You're going to Oakland.
I'm going Oakland. I think this is their year.
I'm not going to Oakland.
I like Derek Carr, Amari Cooper, and Khalil Mack.
All right, I'm going with the Chiefs.
All right.
I like Alex Smith.
That's a good pick. No, the Chiefs are a good team.
Jamal Charles be back, maybe healthy, hopefully, or somewhat.
I'm just going out on a limb.
That's all right. Okay. Who do you pick to get to the Super Bowl?
So we'll
skip the playoffs because we didn't pick what wild card teams.
Okay.
Who are you picking to get the Super Bowl?
Oh.
You got to figure it might not. I mean, you can go a wild card team if you want here. But we're making our Super Bowl picks right now, Jamie, is the bad thing. And I am recording the episode, so these will be remembered in perpetuity to people who want to make fun of you later.
That happens anyways.
Broncos beat the Carolina Panthers last year in the Super Bowl. Everybody, all the big experts got it wrong. They all thought Carolina was going to win.
And, I'm not putting my Colts in the Super Bowl. I'm going to watch this. I'm going to say Pittsburgh in the Super Bowl out of a wild card. I'm allowed to do that, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Who are they going to play?
They are going to play. You know what? They're going to play Arizona.
Again, a rematch of Super Bowl, what would that have been, 41 or something like that? 42? You're taking Pittsburgh versus Arizona?
Yep.
I am going to take...
I hope I'm wrong.
I had Pittsburgh winning a division. I'm going to take Patriots. This is going to be an angry year for the Patriots.
Oh, yeah, and that's always scary. That really is.
I'm going to take New England versus... I think Carolina gets back.
And they very well could, yeah.
I'm going to take New England versus Carolina, and I see, I hate to say it, I think Carolina gets beat again.
I'm not going to lie to you, I was really close to taking New England out of the wild card, and then that little voice in the back of my head said, we hate the Patriots. And I changed it.
I'm going to say this is an angry, I'm going to take the Patriots over Carolina. I hate picking the Patriots, and you know the good thing is, me picking the Patriots to win means that they have absolutely no chance.
Yeah, I'm kind of hoping. Yeah, I'm riding on that.
You never picked a winner, Pittsburgh versus Arizona.
I'm going with Arizona.
There he goes. The Big Red.
I like that team. I like their coach. I like that team. I'm a fan.
You know, you bring up that coach. Every time somebody brings up Bruce Arians, I hear from either you or from Bake.
Stupid cancer. Kept the wrong coach.
Kept the wrong guy. You kept Chuck Pagano.
Pagano's good, but he's not Bruce Arians.
Well, that's too bad. Are the Cardinals going to make the playoffs now that we're sitting here making predictions?
I really hope so.
Cardinals are a game up in the wild card.
They get my hopes up, and then they have just an awful game by the time I get my hopes up. I like what we saw out of Reyes and Weaver.
Yeah, and those guys will be pitching again this week.
I like what we saw, and so I'm excited to see a second
start
out of them. That's what I want to see.
I got to tell you, they've just been lost so many players. They've just lost so many players.
Yep.
Matt Holliday is going to be big down the stretch. Not being there. And
it's going to depend on Pham with Holliday gone. Grichuk's going to fill in okay. And Grichuk plays a great center field. And he's going to be all right.
Well, so we'll say you're going to say the Cardinals make the playoffs.
I don't know.
I don't think they make it.
I'll say yes, I will.
Okay. Who's going to win the World Series? Since we're making predictions, are you going to stick with
you? You know what? I like that Toronto team.
You're not saying the Cubs.
Toronto or the Cubs. I think it'll be Toronto versus Chicago. Be one of them too.
Toronto's
and I like
great.
Cubs too. Cubs are a fun young team to watch. I've said it before.
I don't think the Cubs win it this year.
But,
I think they need some seasoning.
But I think it's going to be Toronto versus Chicago, and I would have to go with Toronto.
There are very few teams that win it as a group their first time in it, something like that.
Yep.
Look at the Giants did back 5 years ago, and they've won it a couple of times since. But they had maybe a little different makeup. Cubs are good. I like them. I like them to win the division, certainly. The pennant, I like them to do that. But I don't see them winning the World Series.
I really like them to get there. I mean, I really think the Cubs are going to make it.
I guess I got to pick a team to beat the Cubs then, don't I? Yep. Royals aren't making it back.
No, no. Baltimore looks decent.
Cleveland.
I knew you were going to. You're just hoping Craig McDonald's listening.
Go Indians. That's what I'm saying. Go Indians. Well, now that we've sounded stupid for a while, when do you want to check back on these?
The football will check mid-season sometime,
yeah,
and see how we're standing. Yeah. Baseball, actually, we about check back on both of them, and
probably about the same
the
time.
End of October.
Probably about the same time. Jamie, thanks for coming in.
You best bet, of Bruce, luck. Thanks for having me.
Best of luck at school this year, and best of luck back at school for your administrative division.
All right, thanks, bud.
That's the Bruce Dickey Show, folks. Have a great day. We'll talk to you all tomorrow.